and with excellent pricing.
Did you know that RDI Diamond...
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative.
RDI Diamonds, this is Adrian. How can I help you?
Hi there, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
So I got a question for you, and I'm just doing this for my knowledge because I have to ship a diamond, and I have no idea what my cost on it would be. A customer, her boyfriend bought her a solitaire engagement ring because they were going on a cruise and he wanted to propose on their vacation. And then the deal with her was that when they got back, she could have anything designed that she wanted and then pull the diamond out of that and put it in her idea of her favorite ring.
Okay.
So we designed a ring for her, and now she's going to bring this diamond in for me, and I have to ship it, but I have no idea what my cost would be that I have to insure it for. And I wanted to know if you could help me, just give me an idea of something remotely close.
Mm-hmm.
So what I believe she has is a Princess Cut 1.67 carat D flawless natural mind GIA graded.
On the GIA it says D flawless?
It says IF, internally flawless.
Internally flawless.
1.6.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Does it have fluorescence or anything like that?
I don't believe it has anything. I don't know why this guy would have gone and bought a freaking internally flawless engagement ring diamond, but if you want to, the appraisal that came with it, I don't even know where they bought it, but it was like $29,000 or something. I'm like, my God.
Let's see. So something, I mean, full wrap, like if you were to do without a wrap discount, it would be $23,547, but I mean, so that's an very interesting size because that weight, 547. Let's just call it 10 back wrap minus 10. 21,193, basically. I mean, you're going to be at least 20.
Oh, I figured as much. And I'm going to have to email her and get a head on. Get an exact on what it is because I did not. You know what? I've got it. I do. I've got it in my computer as a 1.67. I don't know why. I just second-guessed myself, and I thought, is it a 1.87? I don't think it is. I think it's a 1.67. Well, anyway, maybe I'll just insure it for the 23.5.
So I can tell you 1.87. This. So I can tell you, so it, like all fancies are listed off of the same wrap, right?
Okay.
I can tell you a 150, E as in Edward, VV1, so just one down on both. Cost on that is $16,125. So to go up one and up one, it's pretty reasonable that it would be that 21.
Okay.
Just because of
all
rarity
right.
and the size alone.
Sure. And if I was off 20 points, if it is a 1.87, how far up is that going to jump me? Another couple thousand?
Yeah, at least I would ballpark. If it's like a 1.87, then I would add like at least another, you know, three grand on top of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. All right. All right, I just need to know for UPS, for insurance, that's all.
Nope, you're good. You're good. No worries. I'll let Emily know, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.